11,106. It's requesting time extension.
Extension?
Yes.
For the record, we received a letter. It was received on February 24th, somehow lost in the run of the files. States on behalf of Mrs. Alice P. Robinson, Pannoni Associates is requesting a one-year extension to March 19th of 2015 for the 5-foot variance from the 15-foot corners yard setback requirement for Lot 2 of Silver Lake Manor. Mrs. Robinson is still working on her plans to construct a home on Lot 2 and needs the additional time to proceed with construction. If you should have any questions or require additional information, please advise Mark Davidson, Associate Vice President. This application was North Route 1 Coastal Highway, northwest corner of Terrace Road and Silver Lane. Requested a variance for a required lot size requirement for a parcel, the minimum lot width of a parcel, and a corner side yard setback requirement. It was received prior to the deadline, which would have been, I believe, March 19th. Decision of the board. Or the signature by the chairman was on March 19, 2013. So it was received prior, just somehow got this file over here before you asked for a time extension.
Okay, so we're asking for a time extension to March 19, 2015.
Right.
Okay, gentlemen.
Talk to me.
Forgive me.
Okay. Do I have a motion then?
Motion to approve the extension for case number 11,106.
Have a second to that?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,106 for the requested time extension. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Baker?
Aye.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by vote 5-0. Case number 11,106 again for the requested time. All right, gentlemen, that takes care of a record, old and other. Now we got two items under additional business, and the first one is on the building height workshop. I had asked or talked to Mr. Sharp about putting this on. You know, we had that meeting. And what I spoke to one of the council members, or two of them spoke to me about it, and I want to bring it to the board, and that we leave it as is, the height. You know, instead of going 6 feet, I wonder how the members felt. Mr. Mills?
Can I say something before you even start? It's on the agenda for council tomorrow. They may be voting on to leave it like it is, but I don't know until they vote.
Well, that being said,
well, and you still need to. I still would make.
I wanted something. I'm just letting you know that
it came up like last Tuesday.
That's
put on
I
the agenda.
Yeah.
We already had it on the agenda, so.
And well, I'm just going to get that from our board to let them know that.
I want you to know it's on the agenda for tomorrow.
And Mr. Chairman, I want to make sure I'm clear on what you just said. The way the current code reads.
Right.
Because it's 42-foot height limitation,
right?
Unless it's a public building, and then it can go to 60 feet.
Right.
So that would allow for something like a hotel or something. So what I heard...
But then the adjustments or the variance, if they would need that.
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't need that.
They would not need to come to this board if they were building a 60-foot structure that was for public use.
Okay.
The ordinance that was discussed months ago with the council and the board and the commission.
That's one.
Would propose to put it, hold it at 42 feet.
We're at 42 feet.
Everything.
They need a variance. They would basically go back.
Yeah, that's what I would support that meeting that's why
the commission asked for the council to give a workshop.
My memory's got me where the Hampton Inn was one of the big things, right? We 42 feet, and it came before you people, too. I wasn't on the...
The Hampton Inn
there.
Came before the board for a height, but it was
there.
Only to basically create a parapet that would hide the air conditioned up on
mechanical
the roof.
Mechanical systems.
Yep.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything...
That was all.
It wasn't another floor. It was
just to
hide it, but it wasn't addition to the building.
Well, Mr. Lank, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed to me that there was... it had always been there that they could go to 60 feet for a public use.
Been there since 1971.
And then there had been times where there had been variances sought to go above 42 feet when...
Even though it was a public use.
Yeah, even though it may not have been needed.
It was a public building.
Well, the question was, I had to pick on the attorneys. What's a public building to me is not really defined well.
Right.
Motel to motel. Is it a public building?
We
didn't know it was till the last year when we started talking about this ordinance.
We generally think of public buildings as churches, schools.
Churches are like 75 feet.
Yeah.
If you have a commercial building with a residential building above, it's considered semi-public, which is like the two buildings that the Village of Five, or Village, not the Village of Five, the Vineyards.
Vineyards on Route 9.
Yeah, Route 9.
And a church can be 75 feet, can't school.
You typically think of public buildings as buildings built with tax dollars.
Right.
Right.
Or communal funds.
But there's exceptions in the ordinance that makes reference to schools, churches, and several things. But then it's a semi-public public building. It's kind of really not a good definition.
Right.
That was the whole issue of the...
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the point right on the head, Mr. Lang, because when you look at it, it says public buildings and these other things. So that would seem to include that maybe it's not just those things, it's something else. And the way the courts will interpret it is words matter. Mm-hmm. So that could indicate, if you wanted a 60-foot-tall mall or something that's a public building,
it could
fall within that.
Where it's open to the general public.
So that was the purpose of the workshop was to kind of have a discussion on that. And to Mr. Chairman's point, did the board want to make a recommendation or here's what our 2 cents are following that workshop?
That's what I wanted to do. And put in a letter form and sign
the council could take that into consideration if they wish. I mean, it may be a
good point.
And I have discussed it with Everett Moore, who's the council's attorney, and he's indicated that, if the board wanted to submit something, we could, certainly have that prepared and sent over there. So.
What I did, I talked to the council members, and they said if we would do that, and I told them that I was going to be bringing it, and that, that we would support that way. I said, we get you to draft a letter, we sign it, each member, and send it to them, which would be interesting.
And I'd be happy to prepare that.
And I just did that a couple of weeks ago before coming here tonight to let the members know, if they wish to. That's all they'd like
to
have.
The thing that I don't, the thing that I'm looking at is the 42 feet, they had the demos up there, different Kent County and all these, GR, MR, AR1, different zoning areas, they had different heights. I don't want to see, in my opinion, I don't want to see 42 feet in a residential area encroached on only if they come to the board. In other words, and that's been there for many, many years and have come to the board when I was secretary, very few. Very few have come to you in front of you, us, I should say. The 60 feet, again, the 75 foot is perfectly clear what it says about churches and da-da-da-da-da. But the 60 feet is what Lawrence says, which confuses me, what I need, like he said, I need someone to interpret that public
use.
What's public?
Yeah.
Now, I can't make a decision, in my mind, until I know what that word means.
Well,
legally.
I don't, as a general statement, I don't think that the height needs to increase as long as there's not a necessity for footprint. If the footprint is still, there's still available footprint.
Right.
Which, we can expand, still expand, horizontally as opposed to needing to go vertical with buildings. There's still plenty of land. Now, in their areas, they are getting congested, in the Rehoboth area and along the beach, that's different, but the rest of the county.
The rest of the county,
there's just too much open farmland.
Right. There, but then you look, John. You take in consideration of what the, and that's the reason I jumped on the fire marshal because I wanted him to make that statement that some kind of statement that would help us. make that, or council make that decision, that they're not in favor of going. What they've said is, in other words, you have to look after your own after a 55-foot aerial. They're going to have, you know, probably water systems and stuff like that higher.
Yeah, but, you know, the, I mean, there's a safeguard, at least the way, from what I interpreted what he said, there's a probably even better safeguard in
with
that
the
when
you
get above a certain height, it's mechanical. It's all, you know,
yeah.
The fire company's there long before the fire company can arrive.
Right.
You know, because water's being dumped on that structure.
And they have standpipes, right.
After 50 feet, they go that, like you were just saying, John.
Yeah.
You know, you can obtain that and work up to 50 feet.
Right.
But then again, there's not that many companies out there, like Bridgeville. You,
yeah.
You're on the Seaford side, right? I mean, your aerial ladder, I mean, the height.
Seaford, yeah.
Seaford.
Milford's
I think he said 13 out of 17.
Milford's got a tall ladder. Yeah, but see, they're with Houston.
Didn't he say 13 out of 17 companies or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he did. I'm not totally sure.
Residentially, all they got to do is say any residential structure that's built above a certain height has to have fire protection above that height. Makes it pretty simple.
I think it is 50 feet. I'm more than sure, Brent, aren't you? I think it's 50.
Lawrence, you're saying that the county might want to leave it like,
so you
take away the 60 feet away completely to make it come to here.
42
feet, you're
saying?
I'd like to run that.
The way it is now.
Yeah,
how many people?
I think it's fine.
That's what we're looking at.
They're talking about. The commission recommended that they keep it at 42. The way it was written, it was advertised to be limited to 42.
Okay.
The council agreed, but the commission at the same time asked for a workshop. And we threw in that the board should go to the workshop also, because you see public hearing requests for variances.
Right.
Great lady in height. So we felt the board should be involved also.
If any change, I think I agree with you. If there's any change in the variance, it should be clarified as to, you know, what is public.
Right.
And,
yeah, right. And I know last Tuesday before at 4:30, I found out that it's on the agenda for tomorrow. So they want to consider the ordinance, and all I can do is go in and make a recommendation of the commission. I don't have it in front of me, but I could go get it real quick. But
no, that's.
That's the same thing I said at the meeting of the
board. Should we make a motion
of the board and the council?
Since Lawrence is going to be there tomorrow, we make a motion that he share our thoughts?
And.
Huh?
And. All I can do is give him a record of the commission that's already been stated.
If we need to write the draft or some letter, then we do it.
I guess, and maybe this would.
Can you do it?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I can draft something, but I have to know what to draft. And here's the thing that I'm looking at that you all can help me with, is it. From what I'm hearing, there seems to be some concern about what is considered public. And if that's the case, then maybe what the board could do is look at, well, what uses are out there that you think would be acceptable to be over 42 feet if you didn't believe that the term public is. Because the issue that we've got now is whether public can be defined too broadly. And if that's the case and there's concerns about how broadly it's being interpreted, then one of the things as far as legislatively can be looked at is how do you narrow it? And if that's the case, then you could look at, well, maybe we'd want it for churches and hospitals and schools and nothing else, or maybe we'd want it for churches, hospitals, schools, and governmental buildings, or maybe we'd want it for churches, hospitals, governmental buildings, and shopping malls.
And
or
unoccupied,
you know,
being specific
portions,
yeah,
of
sure,
those structures.
Sure, I think,
that's good.
Yeah. I think, you know, if there's a way that you would want to narrow it, that would probably be a better way of, you know, because then I can draft a letter saying, you know, the board has looked at this. We believe that the current statute as the ordinance as it's currently written leads to some ambiguity, and following the workshop and some of the concerns that we have relayed by the fire marshal and some of our own personal concerns, we would recommend that the council pass an ordinance limiting the who can go above 42 feet to a more narrower definition, and here are some possible uses that we think would be acceptable to have fit within that 60-foot classification. You know, something along those lines that I can wordsmith it, but
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's
that works
good.
For me.
Yeah, that works for me. I like
the
that.
The ordinance today makes definition of public. It's not very much. That's open to common use.
We'll see.
Whether or not public ownership is involved, that's all it says.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't give you any kind of description.
Right. So, yeah.
I like that.
I think what you said, it's, yeah. Motion to have Jamie draft that.
Yeah, we have a motion on the floor.
Yeah.
And a second, do I have a second?
Yeah, but don't we have to give him something to work with, though?
We just did. Draft what he just said, what Mr. Sharp just said, he's gonna draft that letter.
Well, I would do, seriously, the council's gonna act tomorrow, probably, they may defer it again, but they may just wanna bring it up, an update. So the update would just be the recommendation of the commission to.
To allow us further additional time to define, help define.
Right, but he can't give it to him tomorrow.
He can't.
The record's already closed for the public hearing part.
Okay.
The commission made a recommendation, I have to state that recommendation to the council tomorrow, and they make a decision.
I mean, it would, I wouldn't
They may, they may not, I don't know.
I wouldn't have a letter prepared for council for tomorrow.
What I was suggesting was that you prepare, based on what you heard this evening, and give the board the opportunity to review it and sign it next meeting.
Yep.
But it's gonna be after the fact either way.
And that's, that was how I was gonna present it.
I see.
Okay, so all those.
So it can be golf course, it can be a firehouse, public building, so they can go up 60 feet.
Well, what we wanna do is ask them to more clearly define what is a public building.
Yeah.
Well, the whole, the thing of the premise of the commission was to get the council to basically make an action, and then they take the action on the ordinance as it was introduced, which references a 42 to limit it. And then they wanted to go to a workshop, so that the workshop would include the three bodies to discuss it. Then they redraft a new ordinance later on, which would be sometime in the immediate future, if they do what they said they wanted to do tomorrow. I don't know what they're gonna do. I might get a 3-2 vote, go either way, I don't know. But, you know, the ordinance basically says open, the definition is open to common use, whether or not public ownership is involved. You go in the back and you get height regulations, and you got exemptions.
I think you get a 3-2 or 4-1 vote.
Huh?
You can get a 3-2 or 4-1 vote.
Could be either way. I don't know. Really don't. So you got the exceptions, and they reference airport approaches, and there's exceptions defined within an area defined as an airport approach, and there's limitations on, let me get it here, public, semi-public, or public service buildings, hospitals, institutions, schools, where permitted in a district may be erected to a height not exceeding 60 feet, and churches and temples may be erected to a height not exceeding 75, as some of you have stated tonight. So it goes on. And
that's in
then
the
you
table.
Have the increased setback of 1 foot for each height above the 42.
42.
So if you go 60, then you got to add 18 foot of setback to the setback from the property line that's already required. And it's typically in a commercial, industrial, marine districts, business. It doesn't really include conditional uses in other districts. Doesn't include the residential district.
And what it, you know, what does
the table in the back of your 115 that Lawrence is referring to? I'm sure you all looked at that. That is pretty specific. What it he's glinting, and that's I used to use that all the time. But there are exceptions of what he said about what in a MR district or
one
district or something, what specifically you're constructing there.
Well, yeah, it's specific as far as the height for each zoning, right. But it's not specific as to what a public use is.
No.
No, if you looked at that, you're going to see 42.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, say a church wants a steeple that's, you know, 100 feet.
Then they go for variance.
Comes before us, yeah. And I mean, you know what? It's a non-occupied structure. Personally, I don't see there's an issue with it, but I'm sure somebody, the next door neighbors are going to be afraid that it'll fall over on their property, like a cell phone tower. Or
well, I think one thing to consider.
An airplane pilot coming through there in that area. Right.
One thing to consider on that is whatever the height restriction that's put on there, there is an opportunity for a variance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's my point all the way through this thing.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't get it, but Jamie did, and then make it clear there is an avenue to adjust the height.
Right,
you've always
right here.
Just leave it. That's where I guess I was trying to make it.
And the commission and the council both acknowledge that they realize that.
And it's conducive to certain circumstances. And
the shocker to the commission and the council and the board, I believe,
I think it...
Well, that exception's already in the code that references the 60.
60, yeah.
For public, talking about public buildings.
Right. That's where they need, that's where they need to define.
That's what they have to, yeah.
And it's been in the ordinance since 1971. Now, I could probably tell you if it's back to 68, because I got the old ordinance with me too, but I won't look it up. Jennifer's shaking her head, no, don't look it up.
You should be able to remember that, Lawrence.
Damien, that's your question.
Yeah.
If you're saying like a church, a fire company, it's a public building. A golf course, when you pay, is that classified as a public building then?
Well, you know, that's the kind of thing that...
Start paying.
Do churches pay when in an offering?
Are you talking about a clubhouse?
Yeah.
I think you're this is where it gets to be a little ambiguous.
Yeah, right.
I mean, when you look at what is a public building,
right. Yeah.
There's a colorable argument that something like a mall or a clubhouse to a golf course,
yeah.
That those things could be construed as public because they're common use, open to the public.
Right.
And especially like a mall. A mall yeah. would be a real good example of one. But it's a colorable argument. I mean, I'm not saying that it's that
yeah.
you couldn't argue one way or another on it.
Jamie, I guess like a hotel is a public building. I mean, I guess, and you're paying.
Hey, condominium of medical offices. That yeah. could be considered public.
Another example is the Vineyards is a first floor commercial. It's in a commercial district. There's condos above or apartments.
Right.
So you got a mixed use public.
That's
true. And motels do it. Motels.
And that one's semi-public,
okay.
right?
That, yeah.
Pardon?
That one's a semi. That one's considered semi-public.
Have a semi. Yeah, but it's in the definition. They're both there. Semi-public.
I like
and public.
What Jeff said. You have control. You have a little control over the heights that are happening
right here.
So what the suggestion would be that the board in your memo from the board would make reference to some listing of type uses that should be possibly considered under that. Realm of semi-public and public. Right. For example, then tell the board that the council that they need to look at examples and come up with them, be more specific, and just leave it public and semi-public.
Less ambiguous. Well,
even if you say, for example.
Yeah, I was gonna look at it rather than us trying to agree on everything under the sun. We could.
Yeah, I agree. Because then you get same. What's happened in the ordinance also makes reference to same and similarity. So if you got something the same or similar, it might not say that word, but that's what it is. Like a hotel might be a motel would be the same, but
right.
Do you throw a boarding house?
A boarding house.
Probably shouldn't.
a boarding house or a nursing home?
Public.
Oh, true. Nursing home, same thing. That's like that goal almost falls into a. Convalescent almost falls into the hospital.
Or bed breakfast.
I don't think you're going to get that figured out, are
they?
You never get all the words right. You never get them all. So then there's a method to do that. You get a determination through the board. When it's not specifically defined, you go to board anyway.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it seems to me
that's the way it should be.
It seems to me as a county.
We have several over the year, not too many.
It seems to me as the county grows, it should be pretty simple. You look at what other larger municipalities did. How they work.
Well, we were surprised when we saw what the heights were in Seaford, because we thought they were at least 60, and they weren't even close. they were basically
John.
42, 45 foot and 4 feet high.
Haven't you always heard that Sussex County is an entirely different county than anyone?
We went in and got
it. Yeah, but it's constantly changing.
They want to be different.
Yeah, but you can look at other municipalities or counties as reference points. As a guide.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody else has already done it.
When they put those heights, did you see? I'm sure you remember that. They put the heights up there in different counties, in different zones. Newcastle's going to do something entirely different than Kent and Sussex.
Well, I wasn't suggesting Kent or Sussex. I mean, Kent or Newcastle.
No.
I was thinking real counties.
You need to read it. I don't know if it's
going to
be
discussed.
You'll be all right.
Jamie, yeah. Wouldn't
be what
yeah.
they said.
Were you able to decipher anything?
Is there a vote on that?
Yeah, why vote on it?
There's a motion. Yeah. I made the motion.
I'll second that motion. Okay. Leave it all up to Jamie. Is that all those in favor?
No, for him to draft something for us to approve or
consider the next meeting.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Mr. Sharp, you have been so duly charged to get that together for us?
I will have it prepared. I will likely not be at the next meeting, but I'll have it there, and you all can look at it. And if you have revisions to make, we'd do it like we would do with minutes. You just tell me if there's a correction.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll work. We appreciate that, and that'll work.
All right.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and the next item I talked to Mr. Sharp about, and he was going to research it for us, and it was about having a get-together with members, a meeting or a luncheon or a dinner, so we got our results.
Those sunshine laws just don't seem to change.
Yeah, and I guess just to
but
make sure.
My question is that if we decide to have, like, we had the retirement dinner, that one could be together. Do you ever have another one? Is it going to be open to the public?
Well, you know, the
how would that be?
I wish there was a clear answer. I would say you probably would want to have it noticed as a gathering.
Where business isn't to be discussed.
Exactly. The big issue.
Where business isn't to be discussed.
The big issue that comes up is whether there's public business discussed. And that is, we had Jason Stave, who's from the Attorney General's office, came to County Council about 6 weeks ago. He does a FOIA roadshow. He's been going to municipalities, towns, all that sort of thing, talking about FOIA compliance because it's been a real issue for some of the towns. I know Dewey's been in the news with some issues with FOIA, and so have some other towns.
And just a drinking party.
and the issue that has come up, and basically what Mr. Stave has said is, it's very difficult to prove a negative that you didn't talk about public business at an event, and it can taint some of your decision making. So I wish there was a clearer answer at some of that. I mean, some of this is going to be unavoidable. You go to a funeral, there may be three of you there. You're going to run each other. That's to be expected, that, you know, these things will happen from time to time. But, you know, he brought up a time at his roadshow where he said, you know, we had to investigate a complaint because there was a quorum of a public body eating lunch in a public restaurant. And somebody took a photo of it, so there had to be an investigation about that. And, you know, having that kind of a meeting, even though it's, you know, it's a quorum, it's a public body, and there may not have been any public business there, but the taint of it, in other words, the public sees that, and it can sometimes lead to some questions. And it's unfortunate because I think that what you all were looking at was, you know, this is an innocent type of opportunity to get together and socialize and get to know each other and their families better.
So correct me if I'm wrong, the way to do that would be to a public notice stating that we're getting together for the purpose of a retirement celebration,
mm-hmm.
where it is not intended for any business to be discussed.
Right.
And all open, and that, therefore, if anybody wants to show up and make, you know, we've covered our ass.
Yeah,
there's pictures taken or whatever, you know,
we'll
anybody can show up and know that we're there and check us out if they want
any wise guy.
Then we're getting the
bill.
Some of the councils have gatherings with other groups. Sussex Conservation District has a luncheon every year, and
right.
The council, and they, I don't know who pays for it, they share a cost or whatever, then they do a presentation. There's no vote, but it has to be posted.
Right.
Meeting that we had with the council, the commission, and the board,
mm-hmm.
we posted the council public notice, and then out of the blue, they said, post two more. Post the commission that they're participating, post the board that they're participating, just to know that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, there's a reporter or two there anyway, because it's public, and they go.
I mean, technically, we couldn't attend a county Christmas party. We couldn't attend anything.
Right.
Or you get it.
Unless it's posted. So if we say, you know, Board of Adjustments, you know, put a thing in the paper, Board of Adjustments is meeting for this purpose, and, you know, no business is intended to be discussed, then we've covered it.
Just get posted in the office.
And it would be considered a gathering. It would not be considered a meeting, because a meeting could lead to an interpretation that there's public business.
What would be good for, if they go that route, Jamie, it'd be good for you if you could just draft up an example of what that should say.
Well, I think the better course would be to not go that route.
I'm just saying, if you did, then we need to post it at the board on Monday, May 5th, is having a gathering.
It's a Cinco de Mayo.
No business.
I think what you're suggesting is that he draft something that, in the event that it would happen, that we would, so that we can interpret what is being.
We've had to put in there what it is. That's what we do. Council does it on a regular basis.
I think that's a bridge we are crossing when we come to it.
That's fine.
Jamie, okay. So if I had a Christmas party, invited everybody here to come, you're not allowed to do that?
I don't think it's a good idea.
Christmas.
It's
and this is today's world.
Like Dan Kramer.
Yeah, he's right next to me.
Yeah, go on.
It's the big issue is, it's hard to prove a negative. And there's that perception that, the board's getting behind closed doors and is talking about a case or predetermining it and that sort of thing. And the way that I know Sussex County has been moving towards is and has been doing a really good job of is this transparency and openness, and that's been a trend really nationally to be more so that way. So it's one of those things that you have things that are really innocent. Like you want to have a get together where you can chat about the ball game
or whatever.
And I think most folks go at this, and we represent the city of Milford, so it's not an issue just to you all, it's to every town in the state, that you got to be really careful because you don't want the air of impropriety and then having some of your decisions challenged on that or just having to deal with a complaint.
Brent, imagine the day, and it will come, where phone records are subpoenaed or requested to see if three-way conference calls have been made.
Mm-hmm. That'll be great because this is always going to happen to you guys, not me. I won't be here.
Well, it can be done
see,
now.
Jeff, you don't have to have lunch with me now.
They can do it now, though.
See,
they
go off the hook now.
Jamie might be right. It's not a good thing because the school board is the same way, and they had a thing to my place, and before them were there, somebody saw it.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're always starting trouble, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, where the school, and I'm looking at the fence, and the four of them right there, and they had a meeting. They thought they were having a meeting and wouldn't publicize or anything.
Yep. It is.
You don't want to have lunch with me either, do you?
It's really, it's one of the unfortunate downsides of FOIA.
I know.
And yeah. that, I mean. It,
I know, it's terrible.
I wish there was a brighter line test that you could say, this is a way to do it and this isn't, but it really is just not a good idea.
I had mentioned that to my son, who was a retired full colonel, right? And I talked to him, and just like Jamie said, he says there was no way I could have my officers in a luncheon with me as their commander without inviting like enlisted first sergeant to be sitting there or someone else, because they would bring it up that there were plot or something. He said so. It's right. It's the way. And John put it very nicely. He said, "This is the way the world is today."
Yeah, it is.
It's changing. It's changing, and we're not getting younger.
I have one other thing, Lawrence. How do you make out on the night for this class Friday? And everybody going to go, or wasn't going to go? And I'm going to check see if there's any money available. Is that where everything worked out okay with you?
Maybe the night hurt for one.
I'm okay. I knew you were going to check and see about money available. He sent a deadline on it. I'm going. Well, thank you for that, though. So there's a record. I have a report for you, gentlemen.
Okay.
So we probably need to put that on the agenda.
We didn't know there was a fee until after we sent the.
I know you said that, but you didn't know. But I meant last week.
Didn't say anything about a fee on that.
No, it didn't, did it?
No. Normally they do, though, $50, $75.
Yeah, well,
they did.
It was a fee. It was $50.
I don't remember seeing it.
It wasn't on the form.
Just both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The form of war.
Okay. There's nothing else. We're open for adjournment.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
What would you like me to bring to the table up here, Jeff?
Oh.
Anything?